A few more questions?
George Shaw from Newcastle. Just following up this last conversation, has any research been done on the onshore, where this, these cables will come onshore and ultimately hook into the grid? But I can see major issues there, probably limited places along the coast where you could make that connection appropriate.
South of having a, we did a study, you can, it's a preliminary study, and you can find it on our web, on our website. It's, you go to our website, www.deepseawind.org. So deep sea wind is DEEPCWIND, deepseawind.org. And you can download the report. And we did a preliminary study to see for the small pilot scale project that Heather talked about a little earlier, the 25 megawatt project, where can we plug this cable back to shore? Is there a plug-in port? You can just pick up the cable and say, I plug it in over there. And we identified a number of substations across the coastal Maine. They're all listed in that particular report. And those substations will not require very much changes. You're pretty much ready to plug and play based on their capacity. But you can find where all they all are. Now, the problem, of course, happens when you go to 1,000 megawatts farm, what do you plug in? That's a big cable, and you need a big extension cord to get there and then plug it in. And one of the potential places for the first project of this magnitude could be the existing site for our Maine Yankee Nuclear Power Plant site. There's a lot of cabling there, facilities there that are really not being used right now, and there's a possibility to reuse, if you wish, an unused set of infrastructure and reduce those costs. But again, the studies haven't been done yet to get there. So small projects, we could do it right now. Bigger projects, maybe the first one, the nuclear power plant's not in Yankee.